The Oracle is back!
Current topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome to another exciting moment of investment, education, information, empowerment. All right, on this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Of course, I have with me today, as usual, Malam Garba Kofi and Haruna Kibira will be doing justice to this together, so-called friend, call a family member. All right, let them tune in now. And meanwhile, we're going to be making available substantially information so shared here on our website, stocksng.com, stocksng.com, stocksng as in Nigeria.com. So every time you go in there, you see lot of information that can guide you to making wealth and to investing profitably in the equity market. So you cannot afford not to be with us throughout. I will be right back. And when I return, it will be an explosive session today.
We go walk the walk with you, oh, no matter where.
Dear customer, we are listening. We hear you. We are consistently improving our process, leveraging the best technologies with the best hands. We never stop working around the clock to ensure top-notch security, sustainable solutions, and uninterrupted access to fast and seamless service delivery. And true to our promise, we are always with you every step of the way, partnering with you to be more, do more, and achieve more. Thank you for choosing Access Bank. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. The market was bullish last week. All right. Well, we know some of the factors behind. Champion Breweries was there. FBNH was there. Let's add those. What are the expectations this week, Aruna? More so, we have started seeing, at least we have about four third quarter reports in the market already.
I think by and large is the expectation of quarter three. And like you said, we are beginning to see them. And I think the one we have in the market is proving
all that of them are positive.
Proving that what we are expecting, in fact, they have met the market expectation.
So, Malam, what industry do you think should move the market? Because more or less all the industries, as the segments of the market actually grew and ended in the green last week.
Well, if you look at it, banking sector will release more results this coming week. And most of their stock will go up. Cement industry is number one because most of the cement industry.
So are you saying that cement will perform better than banking?
There is no way you can compare the two because the cement they are manufacturing. And today, go and ask any dealer of cement. As soon as he got the delivery, the next day he got his cash.
No, Malam, I'm in manufacturing and I can talk so much about that, except that we don't have time. It is not necessarily the quantum of your sales that determines how much you make, is the profit margin. We're doing the analysis of their expectation. In those industries, cement you are talking about, their profit margin is very low because there are so many costs that are involved. We're talking about cost of distribution and all those. So in manufacturing, you can be producing every day and every time, and if care is not taken, you'll be reporting losses.
That is not for the cement because they almost get their major product, the limestone, the gypsum as like pre. Look, somebody was telling me, only cocaine sellers that make as much margin as the cement.
No, I disagree. Their accounts are not reflected.
Look, let me tell you.
What somebody says, I'm in manufacturing. Look, if I want to tell you, I will tell you that I'm making money. But when I sit down to look at the book, sometimes I ask myself, where.
But do you see the gross margin of most of this cement industry? It's about 50. Where do you get it this? And go and see their net profit margin. Their net profit margin is about 20%. Look, cement, they are making money. And everybody know they don't import anything, yet the price keep on going up. Let me tell you.
Where are they getting it from?
I'm going to say that by the time he reopened the Benue cement, the price will crash. He has reopened it for the past 3 months. Did the price go down? No.
In other words, it's not telling us the truth.
No. The question is that when the money is out, where to your production? People are dropping cash to your table. Produce, we're ready to take it. And remember that the rainy season has almost gone, so construction all over.
if we take our time on this, we will not be able to do most of the things we have to do, all right? But let's leave that. There are always, there is always not enough time for us on this platform. And there are so many things to really, really, really talk about. We come to the gainers for the week. In other words, if I got you right, we should look at, we are expecting better performances from cement manufacturers.
Already the price has started reflected. Right? Look at WAPCO now.
We will. Yes, we talked about WAPCO last week because, again, WAPCO has the highest possibilities of price percentage gain than BUA, than Dangote Cement. But again, I don't want us to say too much on that. Right. We know Champion Breweries, we know FBNH, but let me quickly ask Malam, how far do you think FBNH can go this week?
Well, for me, I think when they look at the volume, I think it reached a level that it will stabilize. And if the demand did not persist, which I'm not very sure, the price may likely come back to readdress to its level.
So at the low level, how much are you expecting to see FBNH?
For me, even where it is today, I did not envisage reaching that. But by the grace of God, it has gone there. So if you did not take your profit, I'm not surprised if it comes below that price.
Okay, I come to you, Aruna. Aside from Lend Africa, now looking at the losers last week, aside from Lend Africa, losses were generally mild, right? As a matter of fact. But I can see people are not willing to shed their Japan good.
It is a matter of time. I think it's just still speculation that is still holding Japan good at that. Like I said, if they continue to release those type of results, it's a matter of time to go back to 20 cover.
All right, we ought to go on a short break, but we are not going to go on that short break. We just have to move on because of our time. We now begin to look at earnings that were released to the market last week. The first we'll talk about is UCAP. Malam, UCAP, turnover 60%. Growth 60.26% growth, profit after tax 72.23% growth, earning per share 99 kobo at a price of 9 naira 85 kobo, PE ratio for the third quarter 9.95, and earnings yield 10.05%, profit margin 52.65. So, where do you think UCAP will be? How did the market respond when this result was released?
Well, the market has already responded even before the declaration of the result.
So, now that the result is released, how far do you think UCAP can still go?
I think it will be able to sustain the current price where it is, but I don't see it going much higher because, one, it's an investment banking that proved beyond all other stockbroking firms that stockbroking firms can do it well, and that's what UCAP did. But they have their limitation because they have also gone into borrowing, commercial paper and the bond. And don't forget that some of these are short terms. And if you look at the rate that is going in that direction, it's not that much. The only thing they can play is in the capital market. And the capital market had its own downturn. If you don't work very well, you can gain today and lose tomorrow.
United Securities is one of those market makers that has just been relaunched to.
Look, market maker is not what make all. The others has been in the market maker and they did not make a difference. Those who are not even in the market maker, they make a difference. The most important that there is a component that make you to do it. And I think UCAP have got it and they are doing it right and we're happy with that.
So what price are you looking at, UCAP?
For me, it has already reached a level that I can see that is sustainable to its earning because until the year end, I don't see it going beyond where it is today.
You are not advising fresh investment?
Well, it's only for long term. For short term, no.
I don't know.
I'm also looking at the moderation in the price of UCAP.
All right. Mayor Pings. The way they put it, their result is also very good. Turnover grew by 34.01%. Profit after tax by 109.42%. At a price of 20 kobo, PE ratio 10, not bad. NSU, yield 10%. That is rather low. Profit margin 1.25%.
You know, they just did a special dividend by when they disposed one of the assets.
So, which means they did not put the money into this business? They just shared?
I think that was exactly what they did. But when you, yes, if you can see that the earning per share is 109%, a negative of 19 kobo to 2 kobo. If 2 kobo earning per share for a stock of a price of 20 kobo, are the only thing that they can do to sustain it at that level?
Why would they now have to sell their assets and share the money instead of plowing the money back to the business, Mala? for further growth?
Well, for me, I see it as maybe that the company that likely want to hand up. Because when you sell your major asset and distribute it, you don't believe of the future. If you believe in the future, as long as there is building, there is more demand for
paint. Madam, do you know why I like you? You say it, do you? You say, wait, God will bless you. Because it doesn't make sense. But let us leave me here alone. Whatever they have done, God bless them. I'm sure, Malam, you are not in it. So I come to you again. Living Trust Mortgage Bank PLC. This one is very fantastic, right? These are stocks that you probably will just be scrolling past without even waiting to see what is happening in them. And look at the result. 164.72% growth in turnover. Profit after tax, 372.27%. Wow. At a price of 73 kobo, P/E ratio, 6.84. Earnings yield, 14.61%. And profit margin, 47.62%. It's doing really well, but quiet, unknown, seemingly. Who are they?
Let me first of all say, you know, it was formerly Omoluabi. And I
who
think,
is Omoluabi?
Mortgage Bank is a
Omoluabi. Who owns Omoluabi? Is it not one mortgage bank floated by Osun State government, if I'm not mistaken?
I suppose so. That is why it's bearing the Omoluabi.
I knew when they did their private placement.
I think one of the reasons why it's quiet and people are not looking at it is because of the board where it is listed. I think there is a physician as far as that market is concerned, especially both even I would say even traders and investors, because I can be on that market for a whole month without looking at the growth board. You know, formerly it was ASEM. It's not a growth board. I think that is where they are listed. Their last corporate actual was one kobo for 2020. December account. And I don't think that is what that may attract me to start looking for that stock. I think why it's quiet and why people really don't know it because of the board that is listed.
Malam, are those kind of stocks viable?
Well, you see, my major concern with the mortgage industry entirely because of their recapitalization. So whatever I see they declare as a profit, I take it maybe an attempt to meet up the recapitalization. Mm. And if they will do everything humanly possible, to bring the best out of it so that they don't need to come to the market to meet up their capitalization, just like what is hanging with the insurance. So both these two, when you see whatever they declare, look at it across the board to make sure that it's not just an attempt to do an in-house recapitalization. Mm. Remember, they can revalue their properties. And if they do that, it will give them an extra money. I want to see what the making of them earnings. So that to be sure, yes, it's something sustainable, and I can see it across the 5 years that you have been doing this and you can meet this one. But remember, there is a capitalization of the mortgage institution, so most of them, I'm not surprised.
All right, so we still have Infinity Trust Mortgage. That too grew their turnover by 24.3%, 24.32%, profit after tax by 52.35%. At a price of 132 kobo, P/E ratio 12.31, NSE 8.12%, profit margin 36.18%. All right, this performance maybe not as sharp as that of Infinity.
This one is listed on formerly Omoluabi.
Uh-huh.
It's listed on the May board, and their last corporate action was for kobo for 2020. If you look at it for the past five traded days, six traded days, I'll be flat at 132 kobo.
All right. So will you advise fresh investment in there?
Just keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to say a very big thank you to you and to my team. Until next week when we shall be coming your way again. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi of Babylon. God bless you. Enjoy your week.